Eleyhisselam İmâsı fi vasıbeti yapımına kirâse eleyhisselam İmâsı fi şöylesi minnotin tenni gom şubin imen. O Lord of hosts, we have no help in our hearts of tribulation, but you, O Lord, make us worthy to be thankfully saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one in Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Ireni pasi
tunde motiso
Marnici ve moten do trvetane po ena ide v noti viotem ven choi so ven noti ven soti risos ve Christos Že afetis ki pasi nikona fervotine apare a shopne apte asuero Avti tu tene ven den chahri et ayono ta en tofon marit probos En tefari eron Hem bayit mefayin mitun temenon Chenin iven, and we want to pray to our choice of naughty.
Kyrie eleison.
Evni, the choice of naughty, we want to pray to our fiotem ben choice of naughty. O ben sotir, Isos ve Christos, we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself. Spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask you to teach your goodness, the lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life. In all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people, from this church and from this your holy place, with those things which are good and profitable to provide for us. For it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
Kyrie eleison ten oshte me viot ne me pshirine embebne moso evte treyes to eben omos yoshere. Şerene moreye tiçerom biye es ne sosyetos misena ne mevnuti beno şerene. Şeremi hayil bin eşten arşıya angel o şerebin ve soptan bir faşın ofim. Boro, O Gramo Sherebio, we've been singing yes and a man in the Shere na kovima artiro shere bi efange elisi shere bi avosolo saba markos bi theore mosite evzeyente tithe. Eterno Senhor, nem me conte a sossa me de mais o abjaki, so ti é mona e non
si. Ir ne pa And let us ask God to put the cross to the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus. So lover of mankind, remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants who
and repose their souls in the faith of Christ since the beginning. And our holy fathers, the archbishops, our fathers, the bishops, our fathers, the hegumens, our fathers, the priests, our fathers, the brethren, our brethren, deacons, our fathers, the monks, and our fathers, the laymen, and for all those repose of Christians, those Christ, God may repose all their souls in the paradise of joy, and we too, according mercy unto you, and unto us, and forgive us our sins.
Mercy.
Them in a green pasture besides the waters in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints. Raise up their bodies also on the day which you have appointed according to true promises which are without lie. Grant them good things of your promises, that which an eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither come upon the heart of man, the things which you, O God, have prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no death for your servants but a departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness has overtaken them as men, since they were clothed in the flesh and dwelt in this world. O God, as a good one and lover of mankind, graciously accord, O Lord, the Orthodox Christians who are in the whole world, from the east to the west, and from the north to the south, each one according to his name and each one according to her name. O Lord, repose and forgive them, for there is no death for your servant but a departure. Even if any negligence or heathens has overtaken them, as men since they were clothed in the flesh and dwelt in this world. Great. As for those, O Lord, whose souls you have taken, repose them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us all, grant us our Christian perfection that would be pleasing to you, and give them and us a share and an inheritance with all your saints.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you, we confess to you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you for your great glory. O Lord, King of heaven, God the Father, the Munzeprator, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O you who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayers unto you.
Who sits at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. You only are holy, you only are most high. My Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, glory be to God the Father. Amen. Every day I will bless you and praise your holy name forever unto the ages of ages. Amen. From the ninth season my soul awakens early unto you, O my God, but your precepts are light upon the earth. I was meditating on your ways, for you become a helper unto me. In the morning you shall hear my voice. Early I'll stand before you and you shall see me. The Holy Spirit, now and forever unto the age of all ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls. O you without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you without sin, Lord, help us receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, the dominion, the true holiness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O blessed is amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Hendere souls, Ti parthenos Mariam, ti theotokos, so apte broset, set not in tem, and genos in temetromi. Serene, o si, parthenos, si, oro, e mi, ed elisini, sherev, so, so, in te, pengenus, ari, egvonon, in him, eno, in sentio, Oni enti ento Maria ti slaveo en semneti mes no tiene skini bio obne multicon. Ebnam mambarak litzon fiat avi ejem bishiri ejem namon tebe yordani skatab tibus in noe. Ento oyoten elbis chrom bishalon neote arini embi nainan arafai charof entene jim. Fai garbar enta ono fevol ben hnchiden shorben en sonon chembin kelas no shevol ingoemus. Sherene oti barthenos eoro emi elisini sherev shoshon te vengenos ari egvonan in emenoil. Mikhail barchonani fioyen tofetoyen sharchini taksis nangeli konim shimshim yem thoem emshoiz.
Send unto us his mercy and his compassion to the supplications of my
call,
the great
archangel. Shabgoke Michael, Marinos intention to know stint to dress a soe, but oi on almost see us mean ever shiny. Kyrios is a man as sos a sot in the Babus solos in Tepetros Nimanadrias, Ioannis Nimiacobos. Thaddeus, Nim Matthias, Buffalos, Nim Marcos, Nim Locus, Nim Epsavian, Tenia, Marcitis, Moshe, and Tevin Sotir. Amokraos, Enafi, Volis, Enavo, Mkaiter, Fawanos, Aji, Amos, Rex, and Tia, Komeni. Peter the Apostle and Parda wise, the heads of the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter and Paul traveled across the nations to rebuild the Trinity. Peter and Paul, the spiritual priests that demolished the temples and worship of idols. Peter and our teacher Paul with great struggle in the stadium of the apostles. Paul also likewise will be headed in the place by Empire Nero all in one day. That we also honor them with David, the psalmist saying, their voices went forth unto the face of the whole earth.
Praise the Lord on our behalf, from us as part of the apostles,
our
father Peter and
his teacher
Paul, that he
may
forgive us our sins.
Marcos be abos solos, so be evangelistis, be metrichaniem, kante, be monogenesinotim.
Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
אכל תנבון חנב קקי אחונם בי אוינם יקטם בוי כנתבון חרבים סיתם ולחנת ו... Shere Nakobi Martiro, Shere Bia Evangelisti, Shere Bia Apostolos, Marcos Bia Teorimo. Shabian Sone Somsegon, Hanimasu, Sita, Hanheto, Chusip Trente de Otto, Cosente, and Barsen, the same event. Shere neon si barthenos si oromin elisini sheref shoshan te bengen osarien vo nene meno il ten. We exalt you, the Mother of the True Light, to glorify you, sent at the altar calls for you, brought forth unto us to save the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory to you, our Master, our King, Christ, the Father, the Apostle, the Crown, and the Martyrs, the joy of the righteous, and the firmness of the churches. We proclaim in the Holy Trinity, one Godhead, we worship Him, we glorify Him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us, Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Mother Creator, created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten the Father before all ages, the light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who first meant for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us and Pontius Pilate, suffering and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures, ascended to the heavens. He sits at the right hand of Sodom, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, Lord giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, when the Father and the Sons worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets and one holy captain of solid church. We confess the baptism and permission since then. Goshte for chayte tianasasi senteni eref mot nimbion chente bion esnio mi.
If not in aynatesh o nayeron chen hitcharon.
Amin.
Sotemeron.
Amin.
Esmoeron arieron arivoitine. Jesus Christ, our God, who said to us in the honored disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear, and may be worthy to hear and to act according to holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master, those who have bidden us. Remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who are defiant, propose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Hallelujah.
According to our teacher, St. Luke, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Let your saints bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your domain, of your dominion, to make known to the sons of men your power.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to him, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, who he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits. And they were healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Then he lifted up his eyes towards his disciples and said, Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner their father did to the prophets.
Glory be to God forever. Bar in Oshtim ben Sotir, Bimar Omenathozi and Tobav Shanir. Afiya asatiye monje fesmarotin cevyotin bişirinem bibne maslab tetereyen sincinke oşte monsentiyones.
Our Father who art in heaven,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but an evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And then his soul, see his soul's been
choice. O Master, Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God the Father, who has broken every bond of our sin through his saving and life giving sufferings, who greeted the face of his holy disciples and sent the apostles and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. You also now are masters, even grace, holy apostles, those for time, labor, and the peace of the Holy Church. If you have sinned upon the earth and balanced every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and treat your goodness, O loving mankind, for your servants, my brethren, and my weakness. We bow our heads before your holy glory. Dispense to us your mercy and loose every bond of our sin. If we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, through anguish of heart, indeed, or in word of faint heartedness. O Master, know the weakness of men as good and love of mankind. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, and absolve us and all your people, and fill us with your fear, and straighten us for your holy goodwill, for you are our God, unto you is due all glory, honor, and dominion with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the life giver who is one essence with you, now and in all times, and to the ages of all ages. Amen.
Amen. Kirianaison, Amen. Αγιομνε αυμάσιν και νυν καΐν και σώσι όν ασώνι όν ανάμιν την όνσι βόλιγκο εμμαζί ο πενσού σους μπέχρες ως μόνο μου εμμε διάρο μάρι βεκτάινι τη κυρίνι ο ελσούφτεν μπέκλε ως σούτι μόνο όν αϊνάν κυριέ λέησο Κύριε, ευλογήσον εμήν εσμό ερώης, μω ερώης, ημέταν Ιακώνιε, βουλγον πιέσμο.
Αμήν, πεφερεστός πεννώτη.
Αμήν, εσέσόλιν.
Ευ όλον τε τεχειρήνη μου ενάν, εν τεκειρήνη σημνινάν, εν τεκειρήνη κανενόβιναν, ευολ. Jethok tetigon b'on b'esmon b'amai shani amin. O Lord, make us worthy to pay thanks, saying, Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever.
Now the deacons are going to get dressed, and we'll wear our tunics, and then we'll come out here and we'll do the blessing of the water. The last time we did the blessing of the water was on Covenant Thursday, and this is the time where Abuna comes and he washes the feet of the people. This washing of the feet we do just on Thursday to commemorate the Lord's when he washed the disciples' feet. When we do the La'an today, we will anoint everybody's forehead and underneath their chin and their arms. But we'll do the gentlemen after the prayer. We'll do the gentlemen first, the deacons followed by the gentlemen, and then the ladies. Okay, for the deacons, we'll get ready now.
Then oste me bio ot ente api o o o o o o
and بأسماء أنت بأنخان خيد سبشر أم بنوتي خنو أمتني عبتشي سارك سخنتي بلتي أنوس أسميسي أم فرصاتي أم منافقا عن النوفين أفن
ليسوني ماس وثي وصبتي فهم يتلاس ليسوني ماس بشويس ونوت انتاني قوم شو بني من O Lord of hosts, we have no help in harsh tribulation, but you, O Lord, make us worthy for thankfully saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. Give those who trespass against us and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Irni pasi
Ketum emmati Esu
Amara chive mod ne dod vrbet na nefu Wa na idu vno dvi ode men choi So ve noti ben zutiri Sos bechre Sos Ya afiris ki pazi ni go na firvu Te afari en shup ni afti asu Ero Afti du dena ven den shahri Eta yonu Ta yen tofon Maret vrubos parieron And by the way, find him near to him to be known, and he in the van, and to be one to crater of choice to be naughty.
Thus we exhaust
in the end, I saw.
If need, if choice of naughty be one to crater of youth and been choice of a naughty of a sotin, he saw the Christos. We thank you for everything concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayer of his saints for that which is good on our behalf and at all times. And forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people. And from this water and from this your holy place, but those things which are good and profitable to provide for us. For it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
Oh. Jesus Christus entopnem vor entopnem nisha ein ich no bustos is no tno stemo den ti ona ebor und ti erini moina Sayari soteros en eskem shayne emma Moiron tiren eftev tovo en en hitem tetali shonish nenem shishinem ne atoem moshtem mokobem of your compassion, but all my iniquity.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I am conscious of my iniquity and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with the directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desire sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar.
Agiom nevmati keninke inke sosi onasoni onon amin Alleluia.
Holy Spirit, one God, amen. A reading from the book of Exodus to Moses the prophet. May his blessings be with us all. Amen.
مرتحل موسى بإسرائيل من بحر سوف وخرجوا لبرية شور فصلوا سات أيام في البرية ولم يجدوا ماء فجاءوا إلى مارة ولم يقدروا أن يشربوا ماء من مارة لأنه مر لذلك دعي اسمها مارة فتزمر الشعب على موسى قائلين ماذا نشرب فصرخ إلى رب فأراه الرب شجرة فترحب الماء فصار الماء عذبا هناك وضع له فريضة وحكما وهناك امتحنه فقال إن كنت تسمع لصوت الرب إلهك وتصنع الحق في عينيه وتصغي إلى وصاياه وتحفظ جميع فرائده فمرضا مما وضعت على المصريين لأضع عليك فإني أنا الرب شفيك ثم جاءوا إلى إليم وهناك 12 عين ماء و70 نخلة فنزلوا هناك عند الماء ثم ارتحلوا من إليم وأتى كل جماعة بني إسرائيل لبرية سينا التي بين إليم وسيناء في اليوم 15 من الشهر الثاني بعد خروجهم من أرض مصر مجدا لثالوث القدوس إلى الأبد أمين.
Reading from the book of Exodus of Moses the prophet, may his blessings be with us, amen. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, you shall also make a laver of bronze, with its base also of bronze, for washing. You shall put it between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in water from it. When they go into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by fire to the Lord, they shall wash with water, lest they die. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, lest they die. And it shall be a statue forever to them, to him and his descendants throughout their generations. Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also take for yourself quality spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much sweet-smelling cinnamon, 250 shekels of sweet-smelling cane, 500 shekels of acacia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil. And you shall make from these a holy anointing oil, an ointment compounded according to the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. With it you shall anoint the tabernacle of meeting and the ark of the testimony, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the laver of and its base. You shall consecrate them that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may minister to me as priests. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of ages.
من أشعياء النبي بركاته على جميعنا أمين. اغتسلوا تطهروا انزعوا الشرور من قلوبكم كفوا عن فعل الشر تعلموا فعل الخير اطلبوا الحق انصفوا المظلوم اقضوا لليتيم حاموا عن الأرملة وليصطلح بعضكم مع بعض قال الرب وإن كانت خطاياكم كالقرمز أجعلها تبيض كالثلج إن كانت حمراء كالدود تصير كالصوف وإن شئتم تأكلون خيرات الأرض وإن أبيتم وتمردتم تؤكلون بالسيف لأن فم الرب صبأ تكلم بهذا كيف صارت مدينة الله صهيون زانية الممتلئة حكمة والعدل ثابت فيها الآن صار أهلها قتل وباعتها يخلطون الخمر بالماء رؤساءها متمردون يشاركون اللصوص يحبون العطايا ويطلبون الرشوة لا يقضون لليتيم ودعوى الأرمال لا تصل إليه من أجل هؤلاء قال الرب أي الويل لأقوياء إسرائيل لم يزل غضبي على الذين يقاومونني وأنتقم من أعدائي وأرد يدي عليك وأسلكك بطهارة وأهلك غير السامعين وأنزع منك كل أسامك وجميع المتعظمين وأقيم لك حاكما مثل الأول ومشيرا كما في البداية ومن بعد هذا تدعى مدينة العدل مجدا للثالوث القدوس.
A reading from Isaiah the prophet, may his blessings be with us all, amen. The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance and recompense of God. He shall come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for the water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and the stream in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land spring of water in the habitation of the jackals, where each lay. There shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A high shall be there, and the road, and it shall be called the highway of his holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool shall not go astray, no lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. They shall obtain joy and gladness and sorrow, and singing shall flee away. The Lord be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever.
وأيضا من أشعياء النبي بركاته على جميعنا أمين هكذا يقول الرب الجاعل في الطريق طريقا وفي المياه قوية مسلكا المخرج المركبة والفرس الجيش والعز يتبعون معا لأن يقومون قد حمدوا كفتيلة طفأوا لا تذكروا الأوليات والقديمات لا تأملوا بها حينئذ صانع أمرا جديدا لأن يثبت، ألا تعرفونه؟ أجعل في البرية طريقا في القفر أنهارا، يمجدني حيوان الصحراء الذئاب وبنات النعام، لأني جعلت في البرية ماء أنهارا في القفر لأسقي شعبي مختاري. هذا الشعب جبلته لنفسي، أحدث بتسبيحي. وأنتم لم تدعني يا يعقوب حتى تتعب من أجلي يا إسرائيل، لم تحضر لي شاه محرقتك، وبذبائحك لم تكرمني، لم أستخدمك بتقدمة ولا أتعبتك بلبان، لم تشتري لي بفضة قصبة، وبشحم ذبائحك لم ترويني، لكن استخدمتني بخطاياك وأتعبتني بأسامك. أنا هو الماجز ماحي الذنوب لأجل نفسي، وخطاياك لا أذكرها. اسكني فنتحاكم معا، حدث لكي تتبرر. أبوك الأول أخطأ ووسطاءك عصوا علي، فدنست رؤساء القدس ودفعت يعقوب إلى اللعن وإسرائيل إلى الشتائم. والآن اسمع يا يعقوب عبدي وإسرائيل الذي اخترته، هكذا يقول الرب صانعك وجابلك من الرحم معينك، لا تخف يا عبدي يعقوب ويا يشرون الذي اخترته، لأني أسكب ماء على العطشان وسيولا على اليابسة، أسكب روحي على نسلك وبركتي على ذريتك، فيثبتون بين العشب مثل الصفصاف على مجاري المياه. هذا يقول أنا للرب، وهذا يكفي، وهذا يكني باسم يعقوب، وهذا يكتب بيدي للرب وباسم إسرائيل يلقب. هكذا يقول الرب ملك إسرائيل وفاديه رب الجنود، أنا الأول وأنا الآخر ولا إله غيري، مجدا للثالوث القدوس.
Reading from the book of Zechariah, the prophet, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. Thus said the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the going down of the sun. And I will bring them and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in justice. Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strengthened, and you that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets in the day that the house of the Lord of hosts was founded, that the temple might be built. For before those days there was no hire for men, neither was there hire for beasts, neither was there peace to him that came in, nor to him that went out, because of the tribulation, and I will let all men go every one against his neighbor. But now I will not deal with the remnant of these people according to the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. But there shall be the seed of peace. The vine shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as you were a curse again among the Gentiles, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, let your hands be strengthened. For thus says the Lord of hosts, as I proposed to afflict you when your fathers had provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord, and I had no mercy, so turning again I have thought in these days to do good to the house of Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. Those then are the things which you shall do. Speak ye truth every one to his neighbor, judge ye truth in judgment of peace in your gates, and let no one of you imagine evil in your hearts against his friend. And love not a false oath, for all these are the things that I hate, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and great solemnities. Only love ye truth and peace. Glory be to the Trinity of our God forever. Amen.
من زكريا النبي بركاته القدسة تكون معنا أمين. ويكون في ذلك اليوم أن مياها حية تخرج من أورشليم، نصفها إلى البحر الشرقي ونصفها إلى البحر الغربي. في الصيف وفي الخريف تكون، ويكون الرب ملكا على كل الأرض. في ذلك اليوم يكون الرب وحده واسمه وحده. وتتحول الأرض كلها كالعربة من جبع إلى ريمون، جنوب أورشليم وترتفع وتعمر في مكانها من باب بنيامين إلى مكان الباب الأول إلى باب الزوايا ومن برج حنائيل إلى معاصر الملك فيسكنون فيها ولا يكون بعد لعنة فتعمل أورشليم بالأمان. هكذا الثلاث مقدس أمين.
Shoti emunaina
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle according to the gospel of God, a reading from the gospel of our epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews. May his blessing be with us, amen. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fire and indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sacrificed a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Agios oseos, agios esheros, agios asanatos, o ekbarseno genetis eleison imes. Agios oseos, agios esheros, agios asanatos, o stavrotis dimes eleison imes. Agios Oseos, agios esheros, agios asanatos, o anastas ekton nekeron ke anelson, iestos oran eleison, imes doxe betrikeio, ke ageio pneumati kenin ke ain, ke estos eonaston eonon, amina getries, eleison imes.
Epibros ευγέστας ειτε
ειρνη πάση
ψωνεμωτήσω.
O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to us in the honored disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May be worthy to hear and to act according to holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy God. gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, those who have been in us, to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who are fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand up in the fear of God and let us hear the holy gospel, a reading from the gospel. According to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist and pure disciple, may his blessings be with us all, amen. From the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet and King, may his blessings be with us all, amen. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is the glory forever. Amen. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, it is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well, sin no more, lest the worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God.
Glory be to God forever.
Amen. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask that you treat your goodness for lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the sick among your people.
Pray for our fathers and brethren who are sick with any sickness, whether in this place or any place, O Christ our God, may grant us with them health and healing and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Arisen them with mercy and compassion. Heal them, take away from them and from us every sickness and every malady. The spirit of sickness chase away. Those who have long lain in maladies, raise up and comfort. Those who are afflicted by unclean spirits, set them all free. Those who are in prison or dungeons, or those who are in exile or captivity, or those who are held in bitter bondage, O Lord, set them all free and have mercy upon them. For you are he who loosens the bound and uplifts the fallen, the hope of those who have no hope, and the help of those who have no helper, the comfort of the faint heart, the harbor of those in the storm. All souls that are distressed are bound, grant them mercy, O Lord, grant them rest, grant them refreshment, grant them grace. Grant them help, grant them salvation, grant them forgiveness of their sins and their iniquities. Ask for us too, O Lord, the sickness of our souls heal, and those of our bodies to the cure. You, the true physician of our souls and bodies, the bishop of all flesh, visit us with your salvation.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask and entreat your goodness, O love of mankind. Remember, O Lord, our father and our brethren who are traveling.
Pray for our fathers and brethren who are traveling and those who intend to travel, strengthen all their ways. Whether by sea, rivers, lakes, roads, or those traveling by any other means, that Christ our God may bring them back to their own homes in peace and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who intend to travel anywhere, straighten all their ways, whether by sea, rivers, lakes, roads, air, those who are traveling by any other means, everyone, anywhere, lead them into a haven of calm, a haven of safety, graciously accompany them in their departure and be their companion in their travel. Bring them back to their own, rejoicing with joy and safe and security. Be a fellow worker with your servants in every good deed. Ask for us too, O Lord. Keep our sojourn in this life without harm, without storm, and undisturbed till the end.
Lord, have mercy.
Graciously accord, O Lord, the waters of the river this year to bless them.
Pray for the rising of the waters of the rivers this year, that Christ our God may bless them, and raise them according to their measure, that he may give joy to the face of the earth. Sustain us, the children of men. Save the cattle and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Raise them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare for sowing, harvesting, manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the earth with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, for you give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we, to having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, the ruler of our land, your servant.
Pray. Give them mercy and compassion before the mighty and the sojourners, and soften their hearts towards us for that which is good at all times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Keep them in peace and truth and strength, subject unto him all the barbarians, the nations who desire war against our fertile lands. Speak to his heart concerning the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Give him that he may think peace be towards us and towards your holy name, that we too may lead a quiet and peaceful life, and may be found in all piety and all chastity in you.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren.
Pray for our father and brethren who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the archbishops, our fathers, the bishops, our father, the hegemons, our fathers, the priests, our brethren and deacons, our father, the monks, and our father, the laymen, and the for the full repose of a Christian, that Christ our God may repose all their souls in the paradise of joy, and we too accord mercy unto us and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in green pasture besides the waters in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints. Raise up their bodies also on the day which you have appointed, according to true promises which are with that. Lord, grant them the good things of your promises, that which an eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither come upon the heart of man, the things which you, O God, have prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no death for your servants, but a departure. Even if any negligence or heedlessness has overtaken them as men, since they were clothed in the flesh and dwelt in this world. And kind graciously accord, O Lord, to repose and forgive them, your servants, your Orthodox Christians who are in the whole world, from the east to the west and from the north to the south, each one according to his name and each one according to her name. For no one is pure and without blemish, even though his life on earth be a single day. As for those, O Lord, whose souls you have taken, repose them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us all, grant us our Christian perfection that would be pleasing to you, and give them and us a share and inheritance with all your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask and entreat your goodness, O Lord of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the sacrifice, the offering, the thanksgiving of those who offer to the honor and glory of your holy name.
Pray for those who provide for the sacrifices, offerings, first fruits, oil, incense, coverings, reading books, and altar vessels, that Christ our God reward them in the heavenly Jerusalem, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Receive them upon your holy rational altar in heaven as a sweet savor of incense before your greatness in the heavens, to the service of your holy angels and archangels, as you have received the gifts of the righteous, saving the sacrifice of our father Abraham, and the two mites of the widow. So also receive the thank offerings of your servants, those in abundance, to those in scarcity hidden or manifest, those who desire to offer you but have none, and those who offer to you these gifts this very day. Give them the incorruptible instead of the corruptible, the heavenly instead of the earthly, the eternal instead of the temporal. Their houses and their stores, fill them with every good thing. Surround them, O Lord, by the power of your holy angels and archangels. If they have remembered your holy name on earth, remember them also, O Lord, in your kingdom and in this age too. Leave them not behind.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, the servants, the catechumens of your people.
Pray for the catechumens of our people, that the Lord may bless them and confirm them in Orthodox faith to the last breath, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on them, confirm them in their faith in you, all traces of idolatry cast out of their heart, your law, your fear, your commandments, your truths, and your holy ordinances established in their heart. Grant them that they may know the certainty of the words with which they have been instructed. At the appointed time, may they be worthy of the washing of the new birth for the forgiveness of their sins. preparing them to be a temple of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, you who girded himself with a towel and covered up Adam's nakedness, who gave us the garments of divine sonship, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who, for the love of mankind, became man, for you girded yourself with a towel and cleansed us from the stain of our sins, we ask you, O Christ our God, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you prepared for us the way of life through the washing of the chosen holy disciples' feet, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, who walked on the waters and through your love of mankind washed the disciples' feet, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us. Oh, you who clothed himself in light like a garment, girded himself and washed the disciples' feet and wiped them, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, the Pontificator, the provider of divine gifts to those who serve your holy name, who sustains and supports all, you who feeds them through his love, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us. O you who gathered the water to one source and made a limit for it above the sky, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who weighed the waters with his hand and measured the heavens with the span of his hand and held up all the earth with the palm of his hand, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us. O you who through his will made the spring into rivers and through your indefinable love to mankind had prepared all things and created everything out of nothing for your servants, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
And you are the giver of truth and infinite richness, lover of mankind, Lord of mercy, visit the earth and water it by the rising of the rivers to bring forth good fruits. We ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us. May its furrows be watered and its fruits be plentiful through your goodness. We ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
Give joy to the face of the earth and renew it. Raise the waters of the rivers according to their measure. We ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us. Bless the crown of the earth with your goodness. Fill the land of our country with fatness to increase its furrows and bless its fruit. We ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
Give joy to the land of our country. May its hills rejoice with gladness through your goodness. We ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us. O Lord, save your people, bless your inheritance, and visit the whole world with your loving kindness and mercy. Exalt the horn of Christians with the power of your life-giving cross. We ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
Grant security, confirmation, and peace to the providences through your goodness. Grant your mercy and abundance to all the poor of your people, and make their hearts to delight through the intercession of your Holy Mother, the Pure Virgin Mary, and Saint John the Baptist and all our fathers the apostles. We ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask you, O Lord, to hear us, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie
eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie
eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation,
creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation,
creation, creation,
creation, creation,
creation,
creation, creation,
creation, creation, creation,
creation, creation.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostal,
created in heaven, earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and the Father before all ages. Light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us, and Pontius Pilate suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he is coming again, glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Sons worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess in baptism and remission of sins. Tengosh Devon Chai Tentianos Ten Yeref Mot Nimbion Chentebion Esneio Amen.
The love of God the Father, the grace of the only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, and the communion and gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right, meet and right, meet and right, O Master Pantagrator, Lord of all, compassionate Father, and God of all, and God of all consolation. You are the means, you are the power, you are our help, you are the physician and refuge, the steadfastness, the steadfast fortress and the hope of those who seek Him.
You are seated them.
The grace, the ascension and the hope, the life and the resurrection, we all wait for your salvation, which you reconciled everyone with. You, with you, are the head of all chiefs, and Lord of lords, and the Master of masters, and the King of kings.
Look towards the east.
You have given the authority to those whom you have called by your grace to abound and remit. You have given the wisdom to those who chant unto you in the church of your Christ, that you as good have kept for your Almighty and Pantocrator from the beginning. And unto you we ascribe kingdom, power, glory, and majesty in your Holy Spirit.
Let us attend
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy, Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
Agios, agios, agios. Holy, holy, holy, O Lord, our God, our King, grants us now the grace of this service, as you granted your servant Moses and commanded him to make the dome and the ark, according to the design which you have shown, and he saw, and Aaron whom you chose, and Bezalel to adorn the dome, and Solomon whom you heard his prayers in the temple which he built for you, according to the covenants which you have settled with the pious King David, and the blessed apostles whom you have given the grace of the church, and the mystery of the New Testament, we ask you, we also, your servants, whom we are not worthy, accept unto you our supplications for this holy basin, and send upon it the rays of your grace, sanctify it. Amen.
Amen.
Fill it with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Put in it the seal of salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Your unseen power. Amen.
Amen.
Fill it with your divine glory. Amen.
Amen.
May it be a basin of blessing. Amen.
Amen.
A basin of glory and honor for your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, who enlightened on those who were in the depth by the appearance in flesh, and saved them from the tyranny of Satan, and revealed unto us the freedom of your divine mystery, without corruption, you led us to your holies. This which the angels have desired to see and did not see, you granted unto us the entrance to the kingdom of heaven through the bathing one more time, for you said, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. For this you graciously were baptized in the Jordan and granted us purity. For you are all holy, you purified and blessed the water when you went into it and destroyed the heads of the dragon upon the water. We also, who enjoyed sin with them, grant us the forgiveness of our sins and faults, and bathing in it.
Let us pray, Lord, have mercy.
Now also we entreat you, O Lord, and ask you for this basin, placed like the Jordan, for our salvation, in which you were baptized by your servant John. By your will, O God, bless this water so that everyone who bathes in it deserves the forgiveness of their sins, incorruption, and a heavenly gift. And may their names be written in the book of life with the rest of your chosen saints according to the will of your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the life giver, so that they may bless you and glorify you always. For your holy name is full of glory, and your unblemished Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of all ages, now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And whom thou hast sworn, cease us, Ben Shoy. In obedience, O Kyrie.
Hearing me, Pasi.
From the mighty
soul. Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, Logos of God, the Father, is broken and bound of our sin through saving life, giving suffering, and being faithful, holy disciples, Saint Paul said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. You also now are masters of grace, holy apostles, to those for time labor in the priesthood and holy church, to forgive sin upon the earth and balance every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and teach you goodness, Lord, mankind, for your servant, my brethren, and my weakness, we bow our heads before your holy glory. Dispense to us your mercy and every bond of our sin. If we have committed any sin against you, knowing and knowing the anguish of heart and deed from hate and hardness. O Master, know the weakness of man's good and love of mankind. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, and absolve us, and our people, and fill us with your fear and straightness for holy good will. For you are our God, and to you is all glory and honor, and to the good Father and the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is one essence with you, now and at all times, into the ages of all ages. Amen. Now we'll begin with the anointing. We'll begin with the deacons, and then with the gentlemen. We'll come here, and I'll anoint you here, and you can just continue in a circle here, and then we'll begin the same with the women. We can come around this way and circle this way.
Doxa sikereye, doxa
yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Anel sonne τον παρακλήτω το εμπνεύμα της Εκκλησίας. Αμήν. Αλληλούια.
The prayers of the third and sixth hour of this blessed day, we offer to Christ our King and our God. Beseech him to forgive us our sins from the Psalms of our Father, David the Prophet, and King, his blessings be with us all. Amen. Zuxasio to Osimon, holy, holy, holy, the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, his blessings be with us all. Amen.
When come to the Holy Spirit, when the Father said, my name has come, he shall teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all things that I have said unto you. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before, when it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through me, and in the word which I have spoken unto you, abide in me and I in you.
Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. May your saints be fulfilled in peace. We worship you, O Christ, our God, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us.
Your Holy Spirit, O Lord, we send forth upon your holy disciples and your honor, apostle in the third hour. Do not take away from us, O good one, but renew him within us, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew our spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. O Lord, we send down your Holy Spirit upon your holy disciples and your apostles in the third hour. Do not take him away from us, O good one, but we ask you to renew him within us, O Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Word, the Right and life-giving Spirit, a Spirit of prophecy and chastity, a Spirit of holiness, righteousness, and authority, O the Almighty One, for you are the light of our souls, you give light to every man who comes into the world, have mercy on us. O Mother of God, Theotokos, you are true vine, who bore for us the cluster of life. We ask you, O full of grace, with the apostles for the salvation of our souls, bless the Lord our God, bless the Lord day by day, who prays our way, for he is the God of our salvation.
ملكك السماوي المعزي روح الحق الحاضر في كل مكان والمال كل كنز الصالحات معطي حياه لما تفضل وحل فينا وطهرنا من كل درس هي والصالح وخلص نفوسنا
سبت فيك ايوك ايون الماتين
كما كنت مع تلميذك يا المخلص واعطاهم السلام لما ايضا كنا عنا ومحنا سنه وخلصنا ونجي نفوسنا
كانك عينك سوسيون سونيون امين
ما وقفنا في هذا المقدس محصر رقيان في السماية ولتلاه أنت يا بسماية افتح لنا باب الرحمة.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who's born of the Virgin, have mercy on us.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who's crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who rose from the dead and sent to heaven, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever unto ages of all ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people, heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brothers have all fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls. O you without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you without sin, Lord, help us receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, to thy kingdom, power, and glory.
Hail to you, we ask you, Saint, for the glory of our Virgin Mother of God, Mother of Christ, lift up our prayers to your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sin.
Hail to the Holy Virgin, who has brought forth us such true light, Christ our God. Ask the Lord on our behalf that he have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins. O Virgin Mary, the Holy Mother of God, Theotokos, the faithful advocate for all mankind, intercede on our behalf. To me, born, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us, Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us, our Lord,
Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus
Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Holy, holy, holy, the gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew, is blessed to be with us all. Amen.
And seeing the multitude went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him and opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they were you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill cannot be in. Nor do they lay a lamp under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before mercy that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. May your saint be fulfilled in peace. Worship you, O Christ, our God, with the good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. O you who in the 6th day and the 6th hour is now to the cross for the sin of our Father Adam, dead, come in paradise. Tear the handwriting of our sins, O Christ, our God, and save us. I cry to God, and the Lord heard me. God, hear my prayer. Do not refuse my petition, but be attentive to me, and hear me in the evening, in the morning, and at midday. Say my words, and hears my voice, and delivers my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ, our God, who was nailed to the cross in the 6th hour and killed sin by the tree, and by your death you made alive the dead man, and created with your own hands and had died in sin, put to death our pains by your healing and life-giving passions, and by the nails with which you are nailed, rescue our minds from thoughts of worthy deeds, and worthy thus to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. Since we have no favor nor excuse nor justification because of our many sins, we through implore to him who was born of you, O Theotokos the Virgin, for abundant and acceptable intercession with our Savior. For he is, O Holy Mother, do not exclude, send us from intercession with him whom we bore, for he is merciful and able to save us, because he suffered for us to deliver us. Let your compassion speedily reach us, for you are exceedingly humbled. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. O Lord, deliver us and forgive us our sins for the sake of your holy name.
You wrought salvation in the midst of all of the earth. O Christ our God, as you stretched your holy hands on the cross, therefore all nations cry out, saying, Glory to you, O Lord. We worship your incorruptible person, O good one, asking for the forgiveness of our sins. O Christ our God, for of your will you were pleased to be lifted up onto the cross to deliver those whom you created from the bondage of the enemy. We cry out unto you, give thanks to you, for you have filled with joy, O Savior, when you came to help the world. Lord, glory to you. You are she who is full of grace, Theotokos. We praise you, for through the cross of your Son, Hades fell down and death was abolished. We were dead, but we are raised and became worthy of eternal life. And gain the delight of the first paradise. Therefore, we thankfully glorify the immortal Christ our God.
We glorify you, saying to Theotokos, for you brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our soul. Glory be to our King. That we apostles of the crowd and the martyrs, the joy of the righteous and the firmness of the churches and forgiveness of sins, we proclaim in the Holy Trinity what God had. We worship Him, we glorify Him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy of us as a man. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Bond, Creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God.
Begotten, not created, but
blessed
to the Father,
by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us and in Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is
worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets and one holy canon of the solid church. We confess in baptism for remission of sins. We look for the resurrection and the end of the life to each to come. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, yes, and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Holy, holy, Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God the Father,
the Creator, O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord God of hosts, be with us, but we have no help in our hardship and tribulations, but you absolve, forgive, remit, O God, our transgressions, those which we have committed willingly, and those which we have committed unwillingly, those which we have committed knowingly, and those which we have committed unknowingly, the hidden and manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us, that it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus.
Church of God. Amen. Remember, O Lord, those who are brought into these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, and those who have brought them.
Alleluia, fai bebie, oi, saib, choi, setha, me, of marin, tenil, en tenon, of emon, chin, oi, choi, sekin, amin, oi, choi, sekis,
Everything for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of His saints. For that which is going to be about all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of His only and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat Your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with Your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all Your people, from this table and from this Your holy place, with those things which are good and profitable to provide for us. For it is You have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
So
this day, my brethren, the deacon, the clergy, the people, my weakness be absolved from the mouth of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. From the mouth of one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of 12 apostles, from the mouth of the Holy of God, the Evangelist, St. Mark, the Holy Apostle, Martyr, the Patriarch, St. Severus, our teacher, Jesus Christ, St. Athanasius, Apostolic, St. Peter, the Holy Martyr, and the High Priest, St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyrus, St. Basil, and St. Gregory, from the mouth of 387, I say 150, Constantinople, turn to Ephesus, from the mouth of our Father, the High Priest, Pope Albert II, the Second, as part of the Apostolic Liturgy, our Father, the Bishop Abba Yusuf, from the mouth of my abject self, for blessing full of glory is Your holy name. O Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of all ages. Amen.
Oh.
To be an apostle, appointed the gospel of God, a chapter from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his blessings be upon us all. Amen. For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law, the man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in his way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The grace of God, Father, be with you all.
Ah. Catholic epistle from the second epistle of our teacher St. Peter is blessing you upon us, Solomon. My beloved, therefore I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know them and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power of and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. We also have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Do not love the world nor the things which are in the world. The world shall pass away in all its desires, but he who does the will of God shall abide forever. Amen.
Of our fathers, the apostles, their holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who seeing Peter and John to go in the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes to him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have is I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our father glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through the faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of all of you. That the word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and be mighty, and confirm in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Today is the fifth day of the blessed month of Abib. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the two great saints, Peter and Paul, were martyred. Peter was from Bethsaida, and he was a fisherman. The Lord chose him on the second day of his baptism after he chose Andrew, his brother. He had fervent faith and strong zeal. When the Lord asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? He answered, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. After he received the grace of the Holy Spirit, he went around in the world preaching of the crucified Christ, and he converted many to the faith. God wrought great and innumerable signs and wonders by his hand. He wrote two Catholic epistles to the believers. When he came to the city of Rome, he found there St. Paul the Apostle. Through their preaching, most of the people of Rome believed. So Nero seized Peter and commanded to crucify him. Peter asked them to crucify him head downward, and he delivered up his soul into the hand of the Lord. As of St. Paul the Apostle, he was born in Tarsus 2 years before the advent of the Savior. He was a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, a Pharisee, the son of the Pharisee. He was well learned in the law of the Torah, and he was jealous for it. He persecuted the Christians. When they stoned Saint Stephen, Paul was guarding the clothes of those who were stoning him. He took from Caiaphas the archpriest letters to the synagogues of Damascus to bind the Christians and bring them to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell on the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Then he ordered him to go to Ananias in Damascus, who baptized him, and he received his sight at once. He was filled by the grace of the Comforter, and he proclaimed boldly the faith. He went around in the world preaching of the crucified Christ. He suffered many beatings, imprisonments, and was bound with fetters, some of which are mentioned in the book of the Acts of the Apostles and in his epistles. He went to Rome and proclaimed the faith there, and many believed by his hands. He wrote to them the epistle to the Romans, which was the first of his 14 epistles. Finally, Nero seized him, tortured him severely, and ordered his head cut off. While St. Paul was passing along with the executioner, he met a damsel who was a kinswoman of Emperor Nero, and who believed through him. She walked along with St. Paul, weeping, to where they carried out the sentence. He comforted her and asked her for her veil. He wrapped his head with the veil and asked her to return back. The executioner cut off his head and left it wrapped in the veil of the young girl. And that was the year 67 AD. The young girl met the executioner on his way back to the emperor and asked him about Paul, and he replied, he is lying where I left him, and his head is wrapped in your veil. She told him, you are lying, for he and Peter had just passed by me. They were arrayed in apparel of kings and crowns decorated with jewels on their heads, and they gave me my veil, and here it is. She showed it to the executioner and to those who were with him. They marveled and believed on the Lord Christ. God wrought by the hands of Peter and Paul many great signs and wonders. And they even carried the sick out into the streets, that as Peter came by, his shadow might fall on them, and they were all healed. The handkerchief or apron were brought from Paul's body to the sick, and diseases left them, and evil spirits went out of them. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Gentis eleison imes agios o Theos agios escheros agios athanatos os stavrotis dimet eleison imes agios o Theos agios escheros agios athanatos Anastasik ton nekron ke anelson Iesos oranos eleison imen Ton sebe frike ion ke ageion Nemati kenin ke ai Kestos ionas ton ionon Amin gefries eleison imen
Shri Ir ni pasi,
tov nemati eso.
O Master Lord Jesus Christ, thou art God who said to us in the honor, disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear, may be worthy to hear and to act according to holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master, those who have been asked by them in our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God, those who are fondly propose them, those who are sick, heal them for the life of all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand
up in the fear of God and let us hear the holy gospel, a reading from our teacher, Saint Matthew. The evangelist and pure disciple, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. A psalm of David the prophet and king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims the work of his hands. Their voices gone out into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is the glory
forever. Amen.
And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these:
First Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belt, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is wealthy of his food. Now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who is in it, is it worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.
Glory be to God. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one is with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us, and in Pontius Pilate,
suffered and was buried, and on the
third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Sons worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church. Ten goshte volchai, ten tianastasis, ten yerefmon, en beon chente beon esneo,
Amen.
I said, my brethren, forgive me and pray for me. O God, the great, the eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic greetings.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, O God, our proxy, our craftiness, and the remembrance of vice, bearing death, and make us all worthy, O our Master, to greet one another with a holy kiss. That without casting us into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yeah, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy on us. Offer, offer, offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your God Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. A mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
And be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is me, it's I.
Lord God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there, and the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, seated upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers. You are he around whom stand the cherubim full of eyes and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy, Lord, of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy
Again, your us, holy, holy, holy indeed, O Lord our God, who formed us, created us, and placed us in the paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your commandment by the deceit of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophets. And in the last days you manifested yourself to us who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Incarnate and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself and assembled people and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world, and as a ransom on our behalf gave himself up unto death, which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I beg.
He rose from the dead on the third day. He ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness. وَيُعْطِي كُلَّ وَاحِدِكَ حَسَبَ عَمَالِهِ
رَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَبْ وَلَيْسَ كَقْتَ يَا هَانَ.
He instituted for us this great mystery of godliness, for being determined to give himself up to death for the life of the world.
We bend.
He sent bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and life-giving.
We believe that this is sure.
Up towards heaven to O God, our Father, Master of everyone, and when he had given thanks,
Amen.
He blessed it,
Amen.
He sanctified it,
Amen. We believe, we confess, and we glory.
And gave it to his own saint disciples and holy apostles, saying, Take, eat of it all of you, for this is my body which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is in remembrance of me.
This is sure me.
Likewise, also the cup after supper, he makes it of wine and water. And when he had given thanks,
Amen.
He blessed it,
Amen.
He sanctified it,
Amen. Again, we believe, we confess, and we glory.
Tasted and gave it also to his own saint disciples and holy apostles, saying, Take, drink of it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me.
This is also true of me.
For every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me. Telaika.
Amin, amin, amin, your death, O Lord.
We proclaim
your holy resurrection and ascension into the heavens. We confess, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you, O Lord, and we entreat.
His holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension to the heavens, his sitting at your right hand. O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, awesome and full of glory, we offer up unto you a gift from what is yours for everything concerning everything and everything. He makes into his holy body.
I believe. Amen.
And this cup also, the precious blood of his new covenant.
Again, I believe. Amen.
And eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Makes all worthy our mass that partake of your holies unto the purification of our souls, bodies, and spirits, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a share and inheritance for all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one only Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired to yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her for most. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba, Batuadris II, his spiritual brother, the Patriarch, Venteg, Maranatus Ephraim, and the Patriarch of Richard, Abuna Antonius, and his partner, Abbasar, our Father, the Bishop, Baba Yosef.
Pray for our Archbishop, Baba, Batuadris II, Pope, and Patriarch, and Archbishop of the Gates, Lily of Alexandria, and his brethren in the Apostolic Liturgy, the Patriarch of Antioch, Maranatus, Ephraim II, and the Patriarch of Richie, Abun Antonios, and his partner in the Apostolic Liturgy, our Father, the Bishop, Baba Yusuf, and for Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who are at the hand of the word of truth with them, grant them unto your holy church, which have your flock and beasts. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higgins, priests, and deacons.
Pray for the Higgins, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity, and all the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, have mercy upon us all.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pontocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the salvation of this, your holy place, in every place, in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of Arras and of all cities, countries, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein in God's faith. Graciously accord, O Lord, the waters of the river this year to bless them.
Pray for the rising of the waters of the rivers this year, that Christ our God may bless them and raise them according to their measure, that he may give joy to the face of the earth, sustain us to the children of men, save the cattle, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Raise them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the earth with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who gives food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy, peace, and gladness, that we, to having sufficiency in everything always, may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, those who are brought unto you, this gives those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who bring them.
Lord, have mercy.
As is the Lord, as the commander of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your saints. Gracious in your court, Lord, to remember all the saints who have pleased since the beginning, our holy fathers, patriarchs, the prophecy, apostles, preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous, perfected in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, the ever-Virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos. Saint John, the foreigner, Baptist, martyr, Saint Stephen, the Archangel, the Protomartyr, the beholder of God, the evangelist, Saint Martha, the holy apostle, and martyr. Patriarchs, Saint Severus, our teacher, just Christ, Saint Athanasius, Apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr, and the high priest. Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodos, Saint Evastus, Dimitrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, Theologian, Saint Gregory the Wonderwork, and Saint Gregory the Armenian. The 1879, Saint Andrew, the Father, Great by Anthony, the Righteous, Father, Paul, the Priest, and Saint Mary, and all their children. The cross bearers, our Father, of John, the Human, Righteous, Father, Beshore, the Perfect Man, the Beloved, of our good Savior, and all the choir of the saints, through his praise and supplications, have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers and patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us out. Our sins.
Those, O Lord, and everyone whose names we have mentioned, and those we have not mentioned, and those whom each one of us has in mind, and who are not in mind, who have fallen asleep and opposed in the faith of Christ. Remember, O Lord, your servants, Fuad Benyamin, and your servant, Nasti Sherubin, and Farag al-Habashi. Graciously, O Lord, oppose their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in green pasture, beside still waters, in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints.
May their holy blessings be with us. Amen. Glory to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, whose souls you have taken, repose them in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too, who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
It is.
is from generation
to generation and unto all the ages of the ages. Amen.
Lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name may be glorified, blessed and exalted, and everything honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Veni Pasi. Again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. For he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mysteries.
Amen.
The holy body. And the precious blood,
your precious blood,
of his Christ, the Pantocrator, the Lord our God. You are the Logos of the Father, God before the ages, the great High Priest, who was incarnate and was made man for the salvation of mankind. Out of all the nations he called to himself a chosen race, a kingdom, a priesthood, a holy nation, and a justified people.
Lord, have mercy.
Having sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles on the day of Pentecost, he called upon each one of them like divided tongues of fire, and filled them with all knowledge, all understanding, and all spiritual wisdom, according to your faithful promise. And they spoke in every language, and they proclaimed your holy name to all the nations. As for Peter and Paul the apostles, the shadow of the one was healing the sick, whereas the handkerchiefs and aprons of the other were causing diseases to leave and evil spirits to come out. And after they preached the gospel of the kingdom and taught the nations, they shed their blood for your name's sake and received the crown of apostleship and a martyr.
Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
O you who granted his holy disciples and honored apostles the descent of the Spirit, the Paraclete, upon them, and gave them authority to work healing signs and wonders, they proclaimed to us the glad tidings of his holy name and restored us to the true faith of the Holy Trinity. We praise you, we bless you, we glorify you, and we give thanks to you on account of these great gifts. And we ask you, our Master, to also grant us the forgiveness of our sins and to purify our hearts, our souls, bodies, and spirits, so that with a pure heart we may dare with boldness, without fear, to cry out to your Holy Father, who is in the heavens, and say, Our Father.
O Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, but thine the kingdom of God.
With your spirit in the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
The holy is for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
Amen. In the precious true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The holy precious body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The body and blood of Emmanuel, our God, this is true. Amen.
Amen. I
believe and confess your last breath that this is the life-giving flesh, that your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary. He made it one with his divinity, without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He confessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy word of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment or a twinkling of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is true. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is true. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Let us sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy partaking of the immaculate, heavenly, and holy mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Doxa sicere doxa. Yeah.
Yeah.
mercy on us, O Lord. Amen. Alleluia.
Oh. Amen. Rahab, Etimit, Esnab, and Philly, and Tepesraim.
Amo.
Bye.
Deo ectis ansies in ton ocranon ketingi anel ton eso rano saxiton Parakliton, to ebnemati selite, yes, amin, halleluja.
والأرض صعد إلى أعلى السماوات وأرسل لنا البركة روح الحق المعزيز آمين هللويا
Amen.
تعالوا يا جميع الشعوب لنزجوا ليسوع المسيح صعد إلى أعلى السماوات وأرسل لنا الباراقليط روح الحق المعزي آمين هللويا
Estinosios osoti emon kikireio basisarkos
anies oranos exin ton barakniton Heaven ever mighty setting, say yes, amen, alleluia.
Thank けとあげよエブネネブマツオエブネブマエリセヤサミレロヤثالوث في واحد وواحد في ثالوث الأب والابن روح القدوس روح الحق المعزي آمين ألليلويا
لإلهنا رب القوات مصدر الجود والبركات صانع الآيات والمعجزات له التمجيد في كل أوقات اختار المسيح إيمانوئيل بطرس من بيت صيدا الجليل فجال يبشر به تهليل في مدن يهوذا وإسرائيل اعترف بابن الله الوحيد في قيصرية في لبوس وصرخ قائلا بعزم شديد أنت هو ابن الله القدوس
of the Trinity. He truly confessed Jesus steadfastly. You are the Holy Lord of Sabaoth. He was filled with the Paraclete when he came down from Zion's upper room. He began his shepherding ministry energetically for God's mystery abided in him. He preached in Antioch and in Rome and shepherded the lamb and the sheep. He said,
وتلا عليه نص الإنجيل حتى صار له ابنا مخصوص. بطرس كان كما عنه قيل من فم الإله قدوس. بشأ أخبار وخيرا قبض عليه ناير صلبه منكس فوق بستبره. أصفع طرف بالإله المكنون تترياس اسو وبأمور.
We do the sacrifice of Simon to the highest. With the same members for our Lord, he may have mercy on us and forgive us our sins.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Amen. Alleluia. Dox evetrin keion ke agiob nevma kenin kain ke sosion astoni amin esmoni ma o emevi arom arebek nainetik Irini oyen suftim bekle sultiyem mono onayenane kirine soyn kirine soyn kirine flongi sone mine smoer oy simetonia konievol gombi. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil one, in Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power,
the glory. And now the love of God, the Father's grace, and the only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, give us fellowship and communion with the Holy Spirit, be with you all. Go in peace, peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.